USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The official death toll in the collapse of a condominium tower in Florida is now 12 after another body was pulled from the rubble on Tuesday. 149 people still remain unaccounted for. The search and rescue operations have been going around the clock since the tower's collapse early last Thursday morning. And Surfside, Florida Mayor Charles Burkett tells MSNBC that he's not ready to give up.
As far as I'm concerned, we're just at the very beginning, and I'm not really interested in discussing stopping the rescue issue or rescue effort at all.
And the House has passed a bill to remove the statues of those who voluntarily served in the Confederacy from the U.S. Capitol. The measure passed in a 285-120 vote and would also replace the bust of Roger B. Taney, the Chief Justice who wrote the decision in the Dred Scott case, with one of Thurgood Marshall. The bill's future in the Senate is uncertain. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Allyn Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
College athletes could soon be given the opportunity to personally profit from their name and likeness. Tim Berg reports.
The NCAA's Division I Council is recommending the body end its rules blocking athletes from benefiting financially because of their talents. University of Wisconsin quarterback Graham Mertz thinks it's the right call.
It's a great opportunity to grow and to grow your brand, but it's also how can you not let that take away from the team goal of winning games.
That audio courtesy of NBC's Today Show, the Division I Board of Directors will consider the recommendation on Wednesday. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And Serena Williams' quest for a 24th Grand Slam title ended on Tuesday as she retired during her first-round match at Wimbledon with Aleksandra Sasnovich. Up 3-1 in the first set, Williams slipped, injuring her leg. 2 games later, she was forced to abandon the match. It's just the second time in her career that Williams has retired from a match at a major tournament. The other coming at Wimbledon in 1998. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Georgia officials have responded to the Department of Justice's lawsuit over the state's recently enacted election reform law by calling it a political ploy. The suit announced last week accused the new law of making it difficult for Georgians of color to vote. But Georgia's Secretary of State says those accusations come from people who didn't read the law. Brad Raffensperger tells CBS News that the policies enacted are already being used in other states.
See absolutely no merit in any of that. If you look at the SB 202 that we passed in the General Assembly, it is very balanced and measured. We're actually going to be moving away from signature match, which is a very subjective measure, and moving towards driver's license number and photo ID for absentee ballot voters. It's the same process that they're currently using up in Minnesota with the Democrat Secretary of State, and also Democrat Governor. Good policy.
And President Biden was in Wisconsin Tuesday, touting the bipartisan infrastructure deal recently agreed upon by the White House and a bipartisan group of senators. Biden saying the country needs to make its next big investment in infrastructure.
From the Transcontinental Railroad to the creation of the Internet, you can see the truth in that idea about coming together. Because America has always been propelled into the future by landmark national investments. Investments that only the government has the capacity to make. Only the government working together can make.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.